We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And we're back with Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Just a couple of quick ones. I'm addicted to the text board today. Elizabeth Warren looks like Pat. Remember Saturday Night Live?
I'm Pat. Who are you?
And here's one. Cuomo is a great speaker. His voice grates on me. Me too. And then here's one. I like Martha McCallum because I said how hot Martha is. But I think Harris Faulkner is hot and very bright and not afraid to call out a fool. Let me tell you something about Harris Faulkner, okay? She's not cute. She's not beautiful. She is stunning. Harris Faulkner. She looks like something an artist would paint. She is just gorgeous. You guys like Harris Faulkner?
Yeah, why not?
I used to see her on the noon one there when I was on a different shift. And she is like, wow.
I like Harris Faulkner. I think she's really good at what she does. Not only is she on Outnumbered now, she's also on at 1 o'clock Outnumbered Overdrive. So you get an extra hour.
More Faulkner, more often.
That's right.
I like that. That's very good. So what we're talking about regarding Kirsten Gillibrand is the obvious lie. I mean, just a lie, because if indeed when she was asked during the campaign, will you, if you win, serve the full 6 years, she could have said, look, nobody knows what the future brings. It is my intention now to do the best job I could as your senator. As the circumstances change, maybe we have to reconsider our thoughts. But she knew it at that time. Are you kidding me? 15 days in, she says, I'm running for office. I'm running for the presidency. And when asked why, Stephen Colbert asked why, she said, I'm a young mom. I don't know what that has to do with anything except that you obviously want to get the young mom involved in politics so that you can get young mom's vote right now. Not so young moms vote later on, old moms vote down the road. That's what she said. But some of the things she said in the interview I quoted already, it just seems so stilted. It seems so prepared. Nobody talks like this in real life. Nobody. I know I have the competence, the courage, and the fearless determination to get that done. Now, you might believe that you're competent. You might believe that you're courageous, but nobody thinks I have fearless determination. Does anybody ever think like that? Either of you guys ever said I have fearless determination to do anything?
No.
No, nobody talks like that. That's the point. Another quote, I'm going to fight for other people's kids as hard as I fight for myself. So look at what she's trying to corral already. I'm a young mom. Okay, I put a rope around that. And then I have competence. Well, that is all-encompassing. I have courage, which is sadly needed in politics, and fearless determination. Well, you can have fearless determination and be a moron, too, so that's not everything it's cracked up to be. I'm getting ready to fight for other people's kids as hard as I'd fight for my own. That, again, is the mommy thing. It's the mommy thing. Like, I'm only looking out after my own kids. Your kids are on their own.
Politicians always want to fight.
Yeah, they're looking for a fight. And meanwhile, she circulated a document that repeated the slogan, now is our time. Our probably meaning women. That's my guess. It'd be women. So there you hit all of the points that she tried to hit. However, she delivered them in, I guess, her normal voice. Brenda says she's been in her company, and that's the way she talks. The Ford woman at the Kavanaugh hearings, that baby doll or Cupid doll voice does not add anything to the gravitas of a candidate. So, like, for instance, don't you think it'd be really dumb to hear Elizabeth Warren talk like that? Because it's like at the high part of her range. the pitch is so high, it's hard to get away from that. So I'm asking if you care at all that Kirsten Gillibrand lied. I'm also going to ask you this, $300 million. Look, the state just told people who vape, that vaping is terrible. We can't have vaping and we can't have smoking. You're not allowed to smoke cigarettes here, there, and everywhere. Basically, you're not even allowed to look at them as you cross. But by the way, we love that sales tax that we get on them. And now they're going to marijuana, legalized marijuana for fun, just for entertainment purposes. So if you think about it, the medical use of marijuana is fine because I see no difference in using marijuana than any other thing that would help you with your pain and get you through life because you are in need of some kind of aid to fight off the pain. I have no problem with that. Recreational marijuana, how can they say what they've said about vaping and say okay to recreational marijuana? One would assume that most of it would be smoked. Now, I know nothing about drugs, so rather than sound like a fool for the next hour and 44 minutes, would you guys assume that recreational marijuana is mainly smoking?
That's what I would view it as.
What would you say? You can do different things with it.
Yeah, it's getting less.
Nobody's
going to
go, I need a brownie. I've got to have another brownie. I've got too much pain. More brownies, please. I assume they're going to smoke it.
Well, you could vape it as well. They have the oil for it now. You know, I would say if they legalize it, it's probably close to 55, 45. I mean, I think a lot less people.
So you say just as many people might use it medicinally as recreationally?
Or edibles or vape.
Okay.
So I don't know if just what we know is smoking.
This crowd is in desperate need of education about drugs because none of us do drugs, and it's hard to comment. Because people that do drugs are experts on drugs. They'll tell you everything you need to know.
Wait. I don't do drugs, Sandy.
No.
I'm just saying.
No, I know you don't.
Oh, okay.
That's what I said. Oh, he's a little sensitive there, don't you think, Tony? I just said how away from the fray we are. Hey, get Columbo in here. No, I'm sure you don't.
By the way, I watched a really good Columbo episode this morning.
Did you? Columbo buys a new raincoat?
Yeah. His raincoat's in the Smithsonian.
The Ehrman?
His raincoat's in the Smithsonian?
Yeah, you couldn't see it right
so
now.
So is Monica's dress, so what's the next deal? Who cares? All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN. Getting in a cold car is no fun. Oh, so skip scraping ice off your windows with a keyless car starter from B&R Auto Accessories right now. Get a $349 starter for just $249, only from My Buffalo Perks. Details at MyBuffaloPerks.com. There is nothing like a remote starter. You set it the night before. Remember, set it for defrost and have it where your remote can see it there. Boom, you hit that. By the time you get out, it's usually a 10 or a 15-minute cycle. And by the time you get out, the windows are defrosted. It's warm in your car. You guys both have remote starters?
You're funny.
You don't have one?
No.
You do. It's called Genie.
No, not even
Genie,
that.
Can you go out and start the car?
I'm her remote starter.
How about young man, bachelor about town, Joseph Beamer? Do you have a starter?
No, I go and I start it. I get up early. I'll start the car and go back and take a 15-minute nap.
It's nice to have it running before you get there because then it's you don't – I hate – cleaning the car off, and you get in, there's always ice under the windshield wipers. You got to snap them. Leave the windshield wipers out, by the way, the night before, and they won't collect ice.
By the way, we're talking about Kirsten Gillibrand. She will be on the Rachel Maddow show. I'm sure you guys will be watching that anyway.
Oh, my God.
But she'll be on with Rachel tonight at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm sure she'll do the round. She'll do the View with Whoopi and Joy and all the usual crowd, CNN. She's nowhere to be found for somebody like Fox. Don't you think you try and it's a little foreign conquest by going into another battleground and try and win them over rather than just the same old, same old?
Well, if you don't have any facts to run on.
Yeah, maybe you don't have anything to deal with. Yeah, that could
be. You run on emotion.
Yeah, and I'm a young mom.
Yes.
You know, did you ever go in on days when you have to vote and there's a big line, you finally get behind the voting booth there and you're ready to go and you go, Which one's on the young mom party?
I look for that first.
That's next to the coal miners league. Let's go to Tony in Tonawanda. Tony, you're on WBEN. Thanks for holding.
Good morning, Sandy. How are you?
I'm fine. What do you have for us today, Tony?
I don't think that they should legalize it, because to me it seems like they're just, it's going to be a government thing where just the government is in control of it. Now, you should, in my eyes, if you're going to do that and you're going to legalize it, you should be able to grow your own then.
I'm glad you said that, because that's the next thing on my notes. Now, when Kathy Hochul was on, she said it hasn't been decided yet whether that would be allowed. But last night I heard that you won't be able to grow your own, and that says a lot to me. If it's legal, why can't you grow your own? It's like saying you got to buy government tomatoes. You should be able to grow your own if it's legal, and that shows that it's not all about the money. But in this case, it's $300 million, and I think that's all they're looking at is the money.
Oh, yeah. I've never used it. I don't know. But to me, if they do it where you can't grow, that's strictly socialism. It's government control.
Yeah. It shows. They hate cigarettes, too, but they don't ban them simply because they get too much revenue from them. They're hypocrites. They know it. We know it. And they don't seem to care. And there's fewer and fewer of us that seem to care. Thank you. Thank you, Tony. A good call. We appreciate that. Yeah. When I heard last night that you would not be able to grow your own, now I don't know if that's the definitive answer, as I said, because Kathy Hochul was interviewed today, and she said that has yet to be decided. There's a lot of things that haven't been decided on this. But I think that if it's only so they can get $300 million, I'm not crazy about that, because it just sends the wrong message. There's a lot of things you can do that are revenue-producing, but you should be able to grow your own. Prostitution. Why don't they just throw that in there? They could say, we can, if we legalize prostitution, we can regulate it, we can have regular health checks, and it'll bring $500 million or something. Why don't they do that? Because it's the same concept.
It's already legal to call politicians.
Oh, that's right. Hookers are us. So 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236 and *930. And if you want to send a Facebook message, we'd be happy to get that, too. We want to know, should you be able to grow your own if they pass the marijuana law? So the two questions I have, your thoughts of the coming out of Kirsten Gillibrand to announce that she is running for president. Any thoughts about that? And the $300 million windfall from legalized recreational marijuana. Should you be able to grow your own, or you got to buy the government's version, and you're only in there for the money. Mr. Beamer.
All right, on Facebook, we are asking for your thoughts on Kirsten Gillibrand. We're also asking if you should grow your own marijuana. But on Kirsten Gillibrand, Shauna says, young mom, give me a break. You're 20, you're 52. Calling yourself middle-aged would even be a stretch. You're a typical lying politician who tries to capitalize not only on your gender, but your motherhood.
Wow. And I agree with that. Trying to reach out to anybody who has a soft spot for babies, which would be what? All of us. We all love children. We all love babies. And so reaching, she's a young mom. Oh, really? For your young mom, what's the next thought? I hope you have time to take care of your children. Yes.
That's all Democrats have is tugging on the heartstring. They don't have facts. They don't have ideas. They don't have policies that they can run on.
You know, it'll be interesting. If Cuomo ever does decide to run in the primaries, some people who are friendly now that wouldn't be that friendly down the road in a primary for the Democratic nomination.
I wonder what this does to the relationship between him and Gillibrand right now.
Well, that's interesting, because they would be running against each other, certainly. I think that would be interesting to see how they campaigned against each other. Because remember, one of them would have to lose, and that person would have to go back to the job they had before they threw their whatever they're throwing in the ring. So
it
would
be. Think about it. He's been ramping up for this for a while.
Oh, for a long time. He's been building. See, she does not have the kind of resume, I think, that you're looking for in a presidential candidate. She slid in here after Hillary slithered out. And basically, she's been involved with a couple of women's issues, but, and you know, every once in a while something pops up that's got her name on it or partially has her name on it.
She's always been viewed as a lightweight.
Yeah, I still view her as a lightweight. Yeah. She's always seen in the company of Chuck Schumer, who hogs the spotlight. Chuck does not gracefully give the spotlight.
What's his podium?
Yeah, it's his little cardboard podium. He, you know, opens it up and she stands behind it. Maybe we should get one where you put your face through the cardboard. You know, you can throw a sponge at him or something.
Made by Acme.
Yeah, Sponge Chuck. How about that for a new cartoon for children?
The Sponge Chuck Square Pants.
All right, we'll take a break and we'll return on News Radio 930 WBEN. And by the way, that number, 72881, the word for $1,000 is FIRST, F-I-R-S-T. Send it to 72881. You can win $1,000 cash. Back with Beach and Company, I'm Sandy Beach. Here's another text. Lynn Marinelli is not Italian. I do believe she's Irish. Lynn was her married name. Was that true? I'm not sure. I thought she was Italian, but maybe she wasn't.
Yeah, I've never asked her.
Maybe she's Italian by osmosis.
Yeah. The
by being married to an Italian, some of that rubs off on you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's that. All right, now, Tony, you were reading, we talk about phony politicians. You are reading something that off the screen that just reeks of being phony. Go ahead.
Yeah, Rashida, how do you pronounce her last name?
Tlaib.
Tlaib. So hard going through the airport today. I looked into the eyes of our workers who deserve better. Geez. A TSA officer said, "Don't stop fighting. Keep it up." I broke down. I felt the weight and responsibility on me. I will never become numb to this human impact. We must end this. And then somebody replied, "I'll take things that didn't happen for $800, Alex."
Now, listen to that. Doesn't that sound like she's been through the Civil War? They've missed one check so far. And they're going to get it when they go back. Doesn't that make it sound like it's been a lifelong struggle? That that it just never stops? It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They've missed one check. You don't want to miss any checks. I understand that. We've all been through that. But the bottom line is it's been one check.
This is the phony part of politics that I can't stand.
It's not the long and winding road. Let's go to, it would be Norma in Tonawanda. Norma, you're on WBEN.
Oh, yes, thank you very much. I just wanted to say that, yes, I agree that if somebody's going to use it and it's legal, they should be able to at least grow a certain amount of plants, just like California. You know, for their own personal use.
Absolutely. If it's legal, if the use of it's legal, you should be able to grow it yourself. I don't see the problem with that. And if they don't allow you to do that, then it means it's all about the money. We knew it's mostly about the money anyway, but I had heard yesterday that you could not grow it yourself. And this morning, Kathy Hochul said it had not been decided yet. Thank you, Norma. You and I are on the same boat with that one. Let's go to Ed in Lockport. Ed, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy.
Hello, it's Ed Deep Voice. Hello there, Ed. What's on your mind today?
Okay, I'm a small farmer, and I think that farmers should be allowed to grow it just like the farmers down south grow the tobacco. They have quotas that they're allowed to grow and stuff like that, and it's controlled by the government, more or less.
As long as it's the same product, and it's legal for the government, it should be legal for you. And there's no logical reason for it not to be.
And then the Kathy Hochul thing, that statement, "Oh, I'm a young mom and I'm doing it for young kids."
That was Kirsten Gillibrand that said that. Yeah.
Of Gillibrand.
Yeah.
Here's the irony of that. If you're a dad who's been through the court system, you know, divorce and custody and all that, how many dads have gotten screwed royal on that? And how much more is that going to happen?
Well, that's true. You talk about equality. One place you see inequality by the bushel load is in divorce cases, where it's automatically thought that the mother would be, just by pure magic, a better mom than the male would be a better father. That inequity has got to clear up one of these days, Ed, and I hope it's soon. Thank you. Thank you very much. That'd make a good show in the future. There's a lot of people out there who have been through the wars. Kirsten Gillibrand announced on Stephen Colbert Show. What a classy way to announce, huh? With Stephen Colbert. And a smattering of applause, and it just seemed cheesy. That's all, just cheesy. I want your opinion of what she said and how she did it and how she lied. There's no other way to say it. You're not telling me suddenly, from the time you were on the campaign trail, where you said definitely you would serve the full 6 years, and then 15 days into your first year, you throw in your hat into the ring, say you want to be president. That's just lying. And so if she's lying on that, what else is she going to be lying on? That's one thing you have to think about. Also, should you be allowed to grow marijuana? If they make it legal, it's already legal for medicinal purposes. If they make it legal for recreational purposes, then you should be allowed to grow it yourself. A certain amount, I think that's fine. What about sports betting? Sports betting is, if the governor has his way, is coming to Western New York, to four locations. I very much think that sports betting is something that's enjoyable. It's no more harmful than any other kind of betting. Tony, you've been in Vegas. You know how big sports betting is.
Yeah, and I've made many a trips to the sports book. I'm for it. I don't think I do see a problem or where it can be a problem, but we already have gambling. If you are prone to try your luck at making more money, you're going to do it playing poker. You're going to do it on lottery.
You know
tickets.
Where you're going to see it, too. Yeah. Have you watched the poker shows lately? They're all really young guys. A lot of them dropped out of college to play poker. Some of them it's worked out big for. Some it hasn't. But I think with sports betting right there, got the sports book. All the screens are up there, the comfortable chairs. And you're sitting around watching horse racing and hockey and everything there is to bet on. I don't see the problem with it because we already have massive betting on large scales.
The problem we have is people that can't control themselves.
Look at Powerball and
right.
And the ones that have, you know, $500 million jackpot. Are you telling me that they're any different than sports betting? Because I don't think so.
Look at all the money that is circulated when the Super Bowl comes around on the squares.
On the squares. I think there's as much interest usually in some years, as much interest and maybe more in the squares, in those pools, the office pools, than there is in the game itself. Oftentimes, the game itself is boring. But the interest in the general public and sportsbook, I think, would be very big and generate a lot of revenue. Let's take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN. Ken Hamilton is with us. He's joining us a segment early. We always like his knowledge of politics, and we ask him the tough questions. And I'll start with the toughest question that we've been handling all morning. Is Kirsten Gillibrand attractive? I say she is. My comrades in arms on the other side of the glass, A tough jury get thumbs down on Kirsten.
I think she is a fox myself.
Hey, now it's 2-2.
Yeah, it, she look. As a matter of fact, I think she look a whole lot better than Palin look.
You I don't know about that. Okay, no, we might disagree on that. What do you guys think? Is she hotter than Palin?
Oh, my God, Ken, you really do need glasses.
Well, maybe.
I know a Dr. Com that could really help you out.
let's do this. I was a sailor.
Whoa.
That's all you need to know. End of story.
Yep.
And you were whatever you were. Now, who do you think has been with the most women?
Now we're getting into a contest here.
Well, yes, and biologically speaking, they were women.
And it has to be right has to be more than in your mind. It has to be beyond
that.
I heard what he said. I was trying to ignore it. All right, now let's get control. I'm losing control of the show. So you agree with me.
For Penn, they were breeding.
She is attractive, and those guys think she isn't attractive. So if she ever does step foot in the station, We'll have her interviewed, and she'll be interviewed here on this side of the glass.
Now, I did say, though, in the press conference she gave an hour ago, I was starting to turn. You know, I could see where she has some attractive
improper
qualities.
Lighting and things like that.
But, you know, I'm sure, guys, you know, if you put her politics aside, I'm sure on the inside she is a beautiful person.
Well, she's been voted the most liberal senator of all of them in Congress right now. So that's probably not going to put her at the top of our hit parade. Now, okay, let's start with Gillibrand. She said absolutely that she would not run for president. If she won for senator, she would serve the full term. 15 days in, she's running. She's a liar. She knew she was going to do it. Does that make any impact on you as a personal voter? We know the average person could care less anymore because you expect politicians to lie, but we have different standards. Would you hold that against her?
There's a lot I would hold against her.
Hold against her. I knew you'd do that. He's going into a country song. Here we go.
You know, Hillary Clinton did exactly the same thing.
I know she did. And so she followed in the same shoes.
Absolutely. And so you start to look and you say, well, wait a minute, hold on. Is she just trying to follow Hillary into a primary or something? But I think that one of the impetuses of her doing this point is that wacko down in New York City that was elected, Ocasio, whatever her name was.
Hyphenated name. You know how I feel about hyphenated names.
Yeah, I think the hyphenation came from her parents rather than from herself.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, you know, I mean, she's not going to win a presidential primary.
No, she's not. She's not even going to be competitive. But you know why I think they do it? Well, for one reason, you really build up your name, even if you don't win. Secondly, you can build up a war chest of money from supporters that at the end, you can't spend them for your own purposes, but you can donate them to candidates that you like, so you become a kingmaker.
Absolutely. She has, what, $10.9 million left over from her last race?
Oh, really? So she's building and she's accumulating one.
Well, yeah, she's already has one, so I think that she's going to be the one that starts off with the most money, and she probably thinks that that's going to take her someplace, but I seriously doubt it. And her resume, currently her resume is the same as was Barack Obama's resume when he was a senator running for president. I mean, they just don't exist. They don't exist. And so she's probably looking at, if you take those three factors, Ocasio, whatever her name, won. Hillary said the same thing. She ran and was the, you know, the selection of the party. And Barack Obama ran, and their resumes were similar, and he was the... So she's looking at that trifecta, and she thinks she's going to ride that horse into the...
Winner's circle, no. Yeah. But at least with Obama, he had more of a presence, I think, than she has. She seems like a lightweight to me. Always has. Not just now, but always. She hasn't accomplished a lot. She's done a couple of things in the Senate, but nothing that you would write home about.
No, the only thing that I could say is an asset for her is that she thinks that Ken Hamilton looks pretty damn good.
Oh, well, I think she ought to have her eyes checked. The next thing is $300 million. You know, it's funny. It's being questioned how the governor can come up with that number that he projects will be in the state coffers with marijuana, recreational marijuana, when in the deal, localities can opt out of it. Big city localities can opt, which would be us, can opt out of recreational marijuana. And one of our representatives from this part of the country said, how do you know that when you don't know who's going to be using it, where it's going to be legal?
Well, what you do know is that what big city of the big five cities in New York State is having a mayor that would actually opt out?
Yeah, that's true, because it's
and
money.
And there's none. Yeah, there isn't any. And
you
can opt
out, but they probably won't. Yeah,
I don't think that we have a Republican running any of these cities. I don't know. But, you know, Buffalo, Rochester doesn't. And so, yeah, you can make the projection, but you're making the projection in the absence of people growing their own. And they are going to grow their own.
I think if you're going to have it legal, you should be able to grow your own. Now, it might be limited, so you don't, you know, have a big, huge farm, but the bottom line is, why should you not be able to grow your own.
And marijuana is to the stronger drugs what wine is to the alcoholic beverages, and you can make your own wine.
Somebody right there, you can brew, this is a text, you can brew your own beer, you can make your own wine, you should be able to have your own personal use marijuana.
I didn't even see that, but you're right.
It's right there.
279.
Yeah, thank you very much. That's exactly right. Now, sports betting. I know that you're not a big sports guy, Ken. I don't know how much time you spend at the casino. Sports betting is big in Vegas. You go in there, it's larger than life. They have these huge screens. They got racetracks all over the country. They've got stadiums and fields all over the country. You can bet on all these sports things. It's kind of fun to do. As a sports bet, you can bet future bets on who's going to win the Super Bowl. And four places upstate will be allowed to have sports betting, which they don't have now. What do you think of that?
We talk about how New York State, if we don't do this, then, you know, we have lost our morality. If we don't support the illegal immigrants, we've lost our morality. I hate to tell you this. We lost our morality a long time ago. Sports betting is no longer an issue based upon where we are.
Yeah, there's no morality to it. It's betting.
Yeah, well, you know, the idea of not doing sports betting in the past was a moral issue, you know, that we just had not overcome.
But I would understand it as a moral issue if we had no other betting, if we didn't have the lottery, if we didn't have the scratch-offs.
Absolutely. Let me do a real quick thing on the lottery. You remember when the governor used to, Governor Mario Cuomo used to go down to their public television radio station.
Okay.
And he had the
once a month, yeah.
Yeah, once a month, and you could call the governor
and ask a question.
And so I you know, one of my favorite stories is that I did. I called. I says, Governor Cuomo, I thought that the lottery was for education. He says, don't you believe it's for education? I says, yes, it is. He says, no, I don't. He says, I have you ever purchased a lottery ticket? I said, yes, I have. He says, did you win? I says, no, I didn't. He says, well, didn't you learn anything? But that's not true. That's just a story I made up.
Oh, good. Yeah. Anybody that buys a lottery ticket is gambling. And they, you know, the state's in it big time. The feds are in it big time. I see no problem with it. It's a lot of fun. It's good recreational use. And if you do it judiciously, it's not going to hurt anybody.
Oh, yeah, if you do that, you know, New York State is... It's the New York State taxes on stupidity, the lottery.
All right, 72881 is the number. Take that number and put the word beef, B-E-E-F, into it, and that would be worth maybe, for you, $1,000 in cash.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.